FM 99.9 WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. I am looking out the studio window. Nice sunny day. It's kind of breezy out there. I see the American flag that's flying in the wind. But boy, we're on the cusp of fall. And my, has the weather just certainly changed quite a bit. And we're expecting a little bit cooler weather here in central Wisconsin. Well, joining me on the phone this morning, my guest, Dr. Heather Gessling. She's calling from Missouri, the great state of Missouri. Good morning, Dr. Gessling. How are you?
Good morning, Meg. I am so good. Nice to talk to you. Yes. Already fast friend. Yes. Fellow truth teller.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Amen, sister. And you know, I will say this is, I'll just ask, having lived in Missouri a number of years ago, what's your weather like today in Columbia?
Oh, it looks really beautiful out, sunny. I don't see one cloud in the sky right now. It's nice.
Well, and it's always it's so much easier to face a day when the sun is shining and when there's the promise of at least relatively decent temperatures. So it always makes me a little bit more cheerful. And hey, who doesn't want to take the opportunity to get some natural vitamin D by going outdoors? Yes.
Well, amen. That's what we all need.
Yes. Well, and you know, all kinds of other natural, natural remedies that we can rely upon. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Gessling, I would like for you to talk about your practice and then the wellness company, and then we'll get to chatting too about your book. But start out by sharing with our listeners what the wellness company's mission is and why you decided to start it.
Yeah. So the wellness company was born out of the necessity of the failings of the healthcare industry. We've witnessed that over the last 2.5 years. As my fellow board member, Peter McCullough, says, it's been a biological catastrophe in so many ways. We have witnessed physicians failing their patients with regard to treatment for COVID or failed to give informed consent regarding the so-called vaccine. And because this has happened, patients have lost trust in the healthcare field and their physicians in clinics and hospitals that are mainstream. They just don't want to go there anymore. And we recognize this. And so three entities came together, a group of physicians, me, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Richard Amerling, Dr. Harvey Risch, and some other doctors, PharmD, Dr. Jen Vandewater, and a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Janice Schmidt. And we joined forces with a telehealth company, and then the biggest help to all of this, the project has been supported by Foster Colson, who is an entrepreneur, businessman. He saw the need, and we worked together since this spring to bring about the wellness company. And so it provides access to physicians that have stood up for truth over the last 2 years, provided unbiased care for their patients, and we're bringing that to the American people. Access to those physicians and support with nutraceuticals that have been developed by our team of physicians. We've worked really hard at these formulations. And then access to unbiased education and media. So The wellness company is now online. As of last week, we are up and running and providing packages for different conditions that you are unlikely to get good help from your local physician. If you have found a good local physician that is treating you appropriately and not being influenced by these governmental agencies that are lying to you, then stick with it. But if you need help, we're here to help you. And so we're providing care for, of course, COVID, and of course, a lot of other acute needs. And we're going to be expanding into primary care. And then we're also providing care for long-haul COVID and vaccine injury.
I had a great conversation yesterday with Dr. Pierre Corey, and we did talk about the long haul as well as COVID shot injuries and trying to help people recover from that. You know, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. This is what you're providing is I think a service for. And you know, I really didn't think that it was that difficult to use our God-given common sense or our God-given critical thinking skills. I mean, I've said that for over the past couple of years, and it's interesting how the like-minded seem to want to stick together. And just in the last 24 hours, one of our local healthcare providers here in central Wisconsin, they evidently host these monthly career fairs, and I see this on one of our sister television station has a story on their website about their monthly career fair, and there's a photograph of two people that evidently are in charge of checking people in. Naturally, they're still sitting at a table wearing masks, and then there's a third person in the background that also has a mask on. Doesn't look like they have very many people applying for jobs there, because I presume that. And I actually went out to their website to look to see if they even included some sort of disclaimer that said you'll be required to get, you know, a full battery of shots. And then also
get up to date on all of those injections and boosters, and then maybe even have to do the ridiculous bivalent. Yeah, and speaking of local physicians, Dr. Corey is there in Wisconsin, isn't he?
Yes, he is indeed. Yes. And he's been sharing his wealth of knowledge with us. I know that he worked for a period of time with this local healthcare provider, but he's very, very upfront and said, "Nope, I was fired. I was fired from that organization because I was unwilling to go along with the narrative." And I respect people so much.
I was terminated as well. But you know, that has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. I talk about it all the time. It was such a blessing from the Lord to get out of that system. I mean, I knew I was needing to get out of it. And of course, I was never going to take the vaccine to stay in it. But then they offered this weekly testing to stay in the system, and I said, "No, I don't feel like that either. I'm out of here." And then I started a direct primary care clinic last September, and that has been amazing. I have helped so many physicians get out of the system by showing them direct primary care and the beauties of it. You get so much freedom. We don't take insurance. It's a membership-based model, and patients can be cared for in such flexible ways. You don't have to, you know, do all of the things that insurance requires, come in and be seen. If it's an easy thing, I can take care of patients over the phone or telehealth. Anyway, there's a lot more flexibility. You don't have to meet all of the insurance guidelines for all of the visits. It's been a great thing, and lots of physicians have stepped into that world as well.
Well, I really think it's a growing field, telemedicine, and it appeals to a lot of people, particularly those of us, again, who are critical thinkers, or, you know, those that really believe in assuming responsibility for their own health by striving to live a healthy life and looking for alternatives to big pharma's only response to everything, which is, of course, naturally motivated by big profits. And so subsequently, I think that's part of why, you know, why I've become so skeptical of the healthcare industry. And it's unfortunate, because there are obviously professionals like you, Dr. McCullough, et cetera, that are Dr. Corey, that are, you know, walking alongside those of us who believe that we can take responsibility for our own health and seek alternatives.
Exactly. Yes. And that's, I know you said we talk about the book later, but I have to bring it up. That's one of the things I really stress in my book is for patients to reclaim their autonomy, to understand that they're the ones that are responsible for their health, their family's health, their children's health. And we don't need to hand it over. And one of the phrases I use is become the lion or the lioness of your family again, where you demand good care, and you're not just submitting to what the system is telling you that you must give to your children, or you must take yourself, or you or that the lies that there was no treatment available. All of that was a catastrophe.
Well, let's talk, since you brought it up, it's a great segue. Let's talk, I believe your book is called The Next Wave is Brave, and talk a little bit about the book, when it's going to be available, and what motivated you to write it.
Yeah, the Next Wave is Brave is written, I'm co-authors with Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Harvey Risch, Dr. Richard Amerling, Dr. Jen Vandewater, and Dr. Janice Schmidt, along with Foster Colson. It's currently available on Kindle. I think you can get the ebook on Barnes & Noble currently, Goodreads. It'll be available in print within the next 10 days, I believe. And the book is not what has been done before. I know we have lots of books out there that have discussed what went wrong with the last 2 years and discuss the details, the lies. But this book, we forward face. We talk about how to get out of this and what's the plan, what citizens can do to be able to demand better health care and have access to better health care. And we give hope. When reading it, there is a sense that we can pull out of this and we can make change.
Well, and again, it's all about personal responsibility. It's all about taking, not thinking. And I mean, this is the problem in this country, is there's a certain segment of our population that always believes that they are victims. And I prefer not to think that way. I mean, I'm not wired to think that way. And I think that there are many of us that believe that we can take control of our own lives, and we don't have to outsource our thinking or our the way we live our lives to the government.
Amen.
So, well, I saw you're on Twitter, and I very rarely, I try to avoid it as much as possible, but sometimes it's a necessary evil. And I see that a recent tweet, you said, a major problem in this country is that we have normalized gaining pounds every year, decade. I ask my patients what they weighed in high school as a reference point. They laugh. Then I tell them that's our goal. Oh, my gosh. I always look back on, oh, my gosh, I weighed a lot less when I was in high school. But, I mean, I'm within 10 pounds, but I'd love to get rid of that 10 pounds and be back to my high school weight.
Exactly. And when I say they laugh, it's because it seems unattainable. And, of course, this doesn't apply to everyone. If you, you know, regained your health and you were overweight in high school and you lost weight and you're in a good condition, of course. But the majority of the population, that's not the case. Everybody sort of expects to gain weight. Everybody sort of expects, well, my metabolism is slowing and there's nothing I can do about it, which is so not true. And I read a study about, 10 years ago, and it was basically indicating that even if you've gained those 10 pounds since high school, that is an indication of, the likelihood of developing chronic diseases like diabetes or hypertension. And so getting that weight back to a good range is the most crucial part of retaining and restoring health. And so basically the goal is to get off pharmaceuticals. And as you gain weight, you're very likely to have to be adding pharmaceuticals to counteract the effects of that weight gain. And that would be for high blood pressure or high blood sugar, et cetera. And so, yeah, I completely recommend to patients, let's get you back to a good weight.
Well, and it's just a benchmark to go back to high school and to, you know, to start at least assessing where your health is. But so we are out of time. However, I want to ask this final question. Are our listeners here in Central Wisconsin, are they able to utilize some of the services that you offer through Wellness Company?
Oh, yeah. Every state we have services in, we're able to see patients in all 50 states. And the way that you do that is you go to twc.health and the app that we have to be able to provide these telehealth services is amazing. It has so many cool features. You can pull in all of your health records from all of your other health or from all of your doctor visits. If they're part of a big electronic health record system, we can pull all of those in. It's really cool. I don't know that there is any other app that does that. But twc.health is where you get started.
Are you also looking for partner physicians throughout the country that, or whatever, physicians, nurse practitioners, etc.?
We are. We're ready to expand already. And I can send you my email address or the contact for that.
Okay, excellent. Well, Dr. Heather Gessling from the Wellness Company. And again, the website is twc.health. So you can get more information. And I look forward to our next conversation. Please stay in touch.
Too,
I will make I'll reach out to the person that connected us and we'll stay in touch. So, well, thanks
Sounds
again.
Good, Meg.
Have a great day.
You Thanks. Too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Got to go to a break and we'll be right back on WSAU Feedback, rolling right into the 8:30 news, followed by the second half of Feedback and your calls, 715-845-2155. Thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. Hope you were able to tune in during the first half. My guest this morning was Dr. Heather Gessling. The podcast of our conversation will be available shortly after the program concludes this morning. Her book, again, is called The Next Wave is Brave. And the website for the wellness company is twc.health. I encourage you to check it out. I know there are a lot of us that are exploring alternatives to, I don't know what you want to call it, conventional mainstream healthcare. You know, I don't know, unless I've got, a limb hanging by a thread or I'm bleeding out, you're not going to catch me anywhere near a typical doctor's office or hospital. No thanks. And, of course, now I suppose I may be considered an anti-vaxxer because, you know what, I just don't trust. I do not trust big pharma. And because so many in big healthcare are beholden to big pharma, I don't trust big healthcare anymore either, unfortunately. And I know that there are a lot of good people in the healthcare field, but the hope and the good news for those that are in the healthcare field that are like-minded, that are critical thinkers, that use their God-given common sense, there are alternatives now for them to have a profession in the healthcare field. So hang on, and I'm sure that my question directed to Dr. Gessling about them looking for partners within the wellness company throughout the country. This would be obviously another opportunity for those in the healthcare field to pursue is the wellness company and working for the wellness company. So I am looking at the clock, trying to stay on time. Got to go to the 8:30 news, followed by your calls on the other side, 715-845-2155 on WSAU Feedback.